on this Wednesday afternoon, December 11th. It is a cloudy 18 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch announced at last night's county board meeting that it would be her last meeting. She will be stepping down as administrator effective next month. The county board was also faced with appointing a county treasurer. Former treasurer Jeffrey Even had filed for candidacy for the November election before accepting a job in Platteville. He was unable to remove his name from the ballot because it was past the deadline for removal. As a result, his name was the only one on the ballot for treasurer, and he was declared the winner. At the time of his departure, the board had appointed Ashley Mock to fill his term. After winning the latest election, Jeffrey Even had to submit a letter to inform the board he did not wish to fill it. As a result, the board appointed Ashley Mott to continue as the county treasurer. Richland County employees will be getting a raise. The board approved a new county wage scale. Some may see more of an increase than others to help balance the scales for those who have been underpaid. And it was also reported that several buildings not in use at the campus will have the water shut off and the heat turned way down to conserve energy and cut costs. Pesch also noted that they are working on a memorandum of understanding with the Richland School District for use of the gymnasium at the campus. A public hearing on the 2025 budget for the City of Richland Center was held last night by the Common Council of the City of Richland Center. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant presented accomplishments from 2024 and the needs of 2025. The proposed budget shows $10,195,587 in revenue and $10,734,882 in expenditures, leaving a deficit of $539,295. As a result, funding from the fund balance will be used to fund one-time capital outlay projects. A property tax in the amount of $2.3 million to fund the expenses of city government as contained in the 2025 budget summary was approved to levy on all taxable property in the City of Richland Center. This means that the mill rate will go from $9.04 to $9.22. While the mill rate is increasing, the net mill rate is decreasing from $29.67 to $28.94, which means the residents of the city should see a decrease in the city portion of their taxes. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. An interesting new classroom at the University of Wisconsin-Superior is almost set to begin its journey to the school. The university has developed a floating classroom to be used as a research vessel and teaching environment on Lake Superior, and it's currently getting the finishing touches at a shipyard in Louisiana. After being fully completed, the floating classroom will be sailed up to the school, and officials are expecting it to arrive sometime this spring. They say the classroom will be used for both STEM students and liberal arts students. Wisconsin farmers will soon see more raw milk testing for avian flu as national regulators attempt to halt the spread of the disease. So far, there have been no confirmed cases of the virus in the state, despite confirmed cases in neighboring Minnesota, Michigan, and Iowa. Under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new testing strategy, states like Wisconsin, which have so far been unaffected, will have the frequency of sampling decreased after several rounds. Cows must also be tested before fairs or exhibitions and interstate travel. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. This year's report covers 20 years of state air monitoring data for air pollutants regulated under the Clean Air Act, including ground-level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, particle pollution, and lead. The report presents data from the 2023 calendar year, including the historic 2023 Canadian wildfire smoke events. According to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center, 15 million hectares, about 2 million acres larger than the state of Wisconsin, burned in 2023. That is more than six times the annual average in Canada. Wildfire smoke events in 2023 resulted in the DNR issuing 15 PM 2.5 air quality advisories, almost five times higher than the average over the previous 12 years. PM 2.5 advisories are issued when air quality has reached or is expected to reach the orange unhealthy for sensitive groups level on the air quality index. The design values used to assess PM 2.5 concentrations are calculated over a three-year period. This year's trends report shows an increase in PM 2.5 concentrations for the most recent period covering 2021 to 2023. Despite the jump caused by 2023's wildfire smoke, overall, PM 2.5 concentrations have decreased 25% in the last 20 years, and all monitors measured concentrations below the 2012 federal air quality standards. The report shows that over the last 20 years, statewide ozone concentrations have decreased by 15%. For decades, ozone concentrations have been dropping across the state. However, that trend has slowed. Last year's wildfire smoke contained ozone-forming pollutants, which combined with recent warmer-than-usual summers contributed to increased ozone concentrations. Wisconsin has implemented many programs that have reduced emissions of ozone-causing pollutants from power plants, industry, and transportation in the state. However, these emission reductions have not resulted in the attainment of the 2015 ozone standard because most ozone-causing emissions are transported across state boundaries and are outside Wisconsin's control. The 2024 Air Quality Trends Report, Story Map, and other historical reports are available on the DNR's Air Quality Trends webpage. Current Wisconsin air quality conditions can be found on the Wisconsin Air Quality Monitoring Data webpage. Governors and lawmakers in Republican-led states are rolling out plans that could aid President-elect Donald Trump's effort to deport millions of people living in the U.S. illegally. A growing number of states are proposing legislation to give local law officers the power to arrest people in the country illegally. Other legislation filed ahead of next year's sessions would require law enforcement agencies to notify federal immigration officials when they take someone into custody who is in the country illegally. This is even if the charges are unrelated to their immigration status. Some Democratic-led states already are talking about how to resist some of Trump's immigration policies. Pro-Palestinian protesters who disrupted a University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting last week will be cited. According to UW-Madison Police, all 19 individuals arrested will receive a citation for violating a policy on intentionally creating noise that unreasonably interfered with sponsored or authorized activity. One protester is getting an additional citation for spitting on food inside the meeting room. UW police officers warned the group to stop disrupting the meeting, but they refused and continued before being arrested. Eight protesters were affiliated with UW-Madison, two were UW-Madison alumni, four were affiliated with UW-Milwaukee, and five had no UW affiliation. UW La Crosse is adding two news majors to satisfy growing workforce needs. The engineering physics and data science majors will open for enrollment in the fall of 2025 and be typical four-year degrees. According to UWL, the engineering physics degree will focus on the physical and mathematical fundamentals of mechanical, civil, optical, and materials engineering. The new data science major is designed to help address the increasing demand for skilled professionals in Wisconsin and beyond. The number of data science jobs is projected to grow by 36% nationally over the next decade. The two new majors were approved by the Board of Regents during a meeting last week. During the winter, utility bill costs are usually on the rise due to the need of heat to keep warm during cold temperatures. Scammers are aware of this and threaten to disconnect consumers' utilities for various reasons so they can make money. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This seems to be our annual reminder because we certainly see spikes in the phone calls and messages that come during this time of year. And so we want to remind everybody how this scam works. The scammers contact consumers claiming to represent a local utility company, and they often manipulate the caller ID by spoofing that phone number, making it look local. They mention work orders during the telephone conversation, billing statements, truck numbers, and other very specific details that make it seem legitimate that a truck is on its way to do a disconnection.
Utility disconnection tactics are used to strike fear into the consumer that is contacted by the scammer.
They just want consumers to act out of this fear before they get a chance to stop and think. So they use very high-pressure tactics and often ask for immediate payment during that phone call. Again, they indicate that your bills may be delinquent or overdue for other reasons, you know, inappropriate paperwork, and that they're going to be doing a disconnection. So hang up on these, and if you are at all concerned that it's legitimate, always reach out to your local utility company directly to work out a billing or a payment system or find out about alternative resources that may be available to you.
Never let a scammer trick you into thinking your utilities will be disconnected. There is currently a moratorium in effect to help prevent disconnection.
The moratorium on utilities disconnections is active right now. It goes until April 15th, and consumers who need assistance with their utility bills should reach out when they need that assistance and not wait until spring, because it just adds extra stress that's not needed and could create a situation where you could fall victim to one of these utility scams. But you can reach out for energy assistance by calling the statewide customer care center or visit energyandhousing.wi.gov. You can get water assistance by calling the statewide customer care center as well. You can always reach out for other resources and options by calling 211 and seeing what's available in your county and community.
To reach out for utility assistance by phone, you can contact the Energy and Water Assistance Customer Care Center at 1-800-506-5596. Also, if you are a victim of a utility disconnect scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges you to practice early winter ice safety on all of Wisconsin's water bodies, and remember that no ice is safe ice. The temperature swings that mark the final weeks of every year can create ice covers. The ice covers hide the currents, debris, and underground springs still feeding lakes and rivers. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions, but they are monitored locally. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best sources for local current ice conditions. However, the best idea for safe winter fun is to enjoy outings without travel over ice. If the outing does involve travel over a water body, remember every water body has its own characteristics. Check if the lake has inlets, outlets, or narrows, is spring-fed, or has currents which can thin the ice. Some smaller lakes can have aerators that are run throughout the winter, either covering a large area towards the center of the lake, or may have smaller aerators placed by private property landowners adjacent to their shore and/or piers. Equally as important is to stay alert for pressure ridges or ice heaves. These can be dangerous due to thin ice and open water, and often are created to move or grow with changes in temperatures and high winds. Additional safety tips include carry a cell phone and let people know where you are going and when you'll return home. Wear proper clothing and equipment, including a personal flotation device or a float coat to help you stay afloat and to help slow body heat loss. Take an extra pair of mittens or gloves so your hands can remain dry and warm. Wear creepers attached to boots to prevent slipping on clear ice. Carry a spud bar to check the ice while walking to new areas. Carry a couple of spikes and the length of light rope in an easily accessible pocket to help pull yourself or others out of the ice. Do not travel in unfamiliar areas or at night. Have a plan in place noting where you will be and when you plan to return, along with leaving a written note of your plans. It is also recommended to keep a charged cell phone. If the worst happens and you happen to fall in, here's what to do. Carry a couple of handheld spikes and a length of light rope in an easy accessible pocket or inside your sleeves to help pull yourself or others out of the ice. If you fall in, remain as calm as possible, and while attempting to assist yourself out of the water, call for help as soon as you can. Anyone who attempts to rescue you also is recommended to use a rope or something similar to avoid falling through as well. Bower Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 and Auxiliary is conducting its annual Christmas collection today until 3 o'clock at the Richland County Bank. The items collected for local veterans meet their individual needs and wants to make a great Christmas present. A variety of new items as well as monetary donations are being accepted. Items include shampoo, conditioner, and body wash for both men and women, body lotion, snacks and sweets, playing cards and puzzles, stamps, clothing, and shoes. No used items are being accepted. Checks should be made out to VFW Post 2267 Christmas Fund. Please secure your donated items in sturdy boxes or bags. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Jason Barlow.